In the scripture passage that we read today, it speaks about the spirit of adoption. The word adoption in the New Testament appears five times, and in each of those times, the Apostle Paul is writing about the relationship between, he's using it as a metaphor of the relationship between God and God's people. And he uses the spirit of adoption and gets his theology out of Roman law. Roman law describes adoption in two ways. One is it describes the way in which the adoption was a blessing to the child in bringing them into the family. But the other way that they talk about adoption is also in the extension of a legacy, that people would bring children into their family as adopted to extend the legacy and the heritage of their own family and their own faith. Many of us who are grounded in the Japanese-American community, Japanese community, might remember, and in other communities and other cultures too, I'm sure, where families that have many children will sometimes allow a child to be adopted into a childless family so that they can extend the legacy and history of that family. And in many ways, that's the way that Paul is speaking about adoption for us. He's speaking about it in the context of being heirs to a legacy, but also as a way for us to experience the gift of a family and to experience the grace that comes with the love for adopted children. And so he describes that as a relationship between people and God, that we are in very much the same way, heirs to God's legacy. We become a part of salvation history when we find ourselves in this story, but that we also in the church find ourselves connected to a story and history and feel that sense of grace being a part of a family, but also knowing as well that we have been named and chosen to be bearers of a legacy that comes from our history that leads us into the future. And so today, we're so grateful and thankful for our archive committee who has been doing these wonderful videos. So these are just snippets of videos that they have been creating. And each one tells a story that's so very important for this history. In many ways, you might not have known these stories, and yet those stories are imprinted in the DNA of this congregation, that who we are now is related to these stories and how they have informed both our understanding of who we are, how we live in community, and how we see and live into the future. And so in many ways, those stories are a part of your own story. I know that in many ways, we may not know those stories, but part of our retelling those stories is a way for us to begin to know that legacy and to know that we are bearers of that legacy. We are the ones who are given the responsibility to carry that legacy forward into the future. If you look at the cover of the worship bulletin, there are some historical pictures on here, and some of you who have been around for a long time can name many of the people who appear in these pictures. But these are a part of the story that makes Blaine Memorial United Methodist Church who it is. There are pictures of pastors and lay people who have informed who we are now. Their DNA is imprinted on this congregation. And it is a part of who we are and how we live today. And it also is a part of who we can become in the future. So if you look at these pictures, it's interesting for us to note some of the ways that we are living in family and community. Picture of, in the bottom lower left-hand corner, Reverend Wes Yamaka. And in the picture, this picture right here on the bottom with the choir, that's the picture that that Keiko described. And then the person in the center of that picture is Wes's father. That's Yuzuru Yamaka, who was also a pastor of this congregation. Lois described Reverend Harry Murakami. Reverend Harry is in this picture here in the very center. Reverend Harry is the part of that picture, this young man here in the center. And so these stories are a part of our lives, and they are part of our DNA. One I wanted to share with you is, did you know that this church has a connection to Helen Keller? To Helen Keller, if on the top right-hand corner picture here, this is one of our pastors in this church's history. His name was Tokuji Kumuro. And he served as a translator for Helen Keller in her trips to Japan. So in this picture, this is a picture of Helen Keller. And the picture on the far, and the man standing on the far left-hand side is one of this church's pastors. Can you imagine that? How powerful that DNA is imprinted on the story of this church that you might not have known. Lois was sharing a little bit about Bob Webb. Many of you have gone through that room and have called that room the Webb Room, but may not have known why it is called the Webb Room. I met Bob Webb before I became a pastor of this church, and he was as present as the pastors in this congregation, always present, always working, always helping. Did you know that Bob Webb was a Tuskegee Airman? How important it is for us to be able to say that that's an imprint on the DNA of this congregation, that a man who served this church was a war hero who flew planes in World War II with the Tuskegee Airmen. We tell stories about the 442 and how much of an imprint that is a part of our congregation. And yet we remember as well Bob Webb, who left his mark on this church, was a man who was a war hero himself. Those kinds of stories, those are the stories that allows us to be sitting here in this place, to be the people that we are right now, imprinted in our DNA. And the question that I want to pose for us is, as we think about it in those terms, how will we carry that legacy into the future? Who's ready to stand up and be counted in that way? Who's ready to take up the mantle of Toshi Okamoto, whose life enabled thousands of seniors to be cared for as he helped to be the creative vision for Cairo and all of the ways that it has provided for the community, not just the Japanese American community, but continuing to expand to new communities? Who's ready to pick up the mantle of Sam Mitsui, who was the founding vision of Walk for Rice, and the thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars that have been raised and the people who have been fed because of Sam's original vision? Who's ready to pick up the mantle of Bob Sato, who loved this church and gave his life for this church, committed himself to see this church into its future? Who's ready to carry the mantle of Shig Nishida, to go into that workroom, to make sure that our children have VBS decorations so that they might enjoy the fruitfulness of this ministry? That's our legacy. And the question for us is, are we ready to carry that mantle forward? We have so many stories that make us who we are. And today, as we think of ourselves this day, as those who were adopted into the Blaine Memorial story, we are bearers of that legacy. We enjoy the gift and the fruit of being a part of this church family, but we also understand and know as well that we have an awesome responsibility, and that is that we carry that legacy, each one of us, into the future. Your presence here imprints DNA on this ministry and who we can become. You are that important to the present and future of this church. And so the question for me, for all of us today, I think, is we want to be thankful for this gift. We want to be thankful for the legacy that has brought us to this place, but we also as well want to see that as a call and responsibility that we have. How will we carry that legacy into the future? And can we take the gift that has been given to us in the 114 years that make us who we are? Are we ready to carry that legacy into the future? My prayer is, as we hear these stories, they are not just stories that fill us with a sense of sentimentality and of joy, but also inspire us so that we might look to the future of this church and see that we carry a legacy forward in faith. And God has given to us this wonderful gift. We are not just a part of the Blaine Memorial history. We are a part of salvation history, a part of God's story through Blaine Memorial United Methodist Church. And my prayer this day is that we would see that as a call to stand up and be counted and to move forward in faith, to carry that legacy into the future. We have a bright future, I believe, as we look to this congregation and all that it can become. And my prayer is that we would be able to take our place in all of that. As I wish you could stand where I am standing and look around this room at the generations that are here in this room. Connie Saito, 100 years old, here in the sanctuary today. Mahali Maeda, 98 years old, in the sanctuary today. All the way to these guys over here, our children, who are part of that legacy. What a gift and what a promise that is, but what a responsibility as well. My prayer is that we're ready and inspired to stand up into that and move forward in faith to say, yes, we're ready to carry this legacy into our bright and wonderful future. Let's pray together. Loving God, we're so grateful and thankful this day for the gift of this day, for the gift of this anniversary, and for the story that makes us who we are. It's a story that many of us may not have known consciously, but is imprinted in the DNA of this church and how we enjoy it today. As we learn about those stories today, and as we continue to learn those stories, as we talk to those who carry that legacy and witness, we pray, oh God, that we would feel the gift of this congregation and the warm embrace of this church family and fellowship, but also feel inspired and challenged to carry that legacy into the future, to take the gifts that have been given and to multiply those gifts, to allow that DNA to be imprinted on our hearts and minds and spirits, and then carry us into the future so that we might be able to do that, continue that which has been given to us, a powerful legacy and faith in Jesus Christ, and the belief that the church has the power to change the world. We pray these things, O God, to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.